works? Amazing. Okay, we'll call to order the meeting of the Board of Trustees for October 27, 2025. It's now 7:31. Present are myself, Mr. Lasker, Mr. Greenberg, Mr. Zeidel. Mr. Greenwald will not be here today. He's at a wedding of his nephew. Mazel Tov. So we have a quorum with also Mr. Nugent and Mr. Orange, the village clerk. So we have a quorum. Let's begin with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's begin with open public comment period. Motion, anybody?
Make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
By Mr. Greenberg, all in favor.
Aye.
Mr. Orange, please.
Anybody wants to speak?
Mr. Levin.
Okay.
No, I'll take care of it. You can't get an emergency. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, David.
Okay. I have a few things here. Okay. What's the status of the construction of Burgess Meredith Park? What are you referring to exactly?
This is per usual. This is not a Q&A session. If you want to make a statement, please do. If not, we have a lot to do today.
Okay.
This is not a Q&A session. Would you like to speak?
Yes or no? I'm going to speak, okay? Okay. I am concerned about what's going on in the park because there's no communication as to what is actually being done and the timetable for construction of the work. I also wonder if the trustees and mayor have made a determination as to the surface of the pathways that are going to be remedied in the park and an estimated completion date for all or part of the work in the park. I think that information should be disseminated to the village residents in an email, and they should be informed of what's going on. And I think that the board should be answering questions from people who will come up to the microphone in any way, shape, or form, or by an email within 2 or 3 days of the meeting to that individual who is speaking, and to residents in the entire village if relevant to them. Now, I was given the opportunity to look at the landscaping contract for the new landscaper, and it indicates that they're supposed to be removing fallen branches of trees. That has not been done. There are cut-up trees that have been laying near the paths in the park for several years. And if that's part of their contract, why has that not been done? And who is actually supervising that the landscapers are following all the terms of the contract? Okay, I was told that the signs, which have not been repaired for probably a dozen years or more, are going to be replaced upon the completion of the current work that's been done in the park. So I was wondering if there's any timetable for when these signs, which are a complete disgrace to the village, the town, and the residents, as to their state of disrepair. The bridge also, sorry. By the way, apologize. also has not been painted in 6 to 8 or 10 years, somewhere in that time frame. Looks very bad. I also went and last been inspected as far as its durability and safety to those who are passing over that bridge. There should be some regular time for inspecting it. Where it hits the water, and also the boards themselves. I'm sure nobody would want anybody to get injured. It'd be a big liability to the village. Okay. I was curious what the village policy is on commercial signs that are placed on village property. Okay, can anybody tell me what it says in the village bylaws as far as commercial signs on village property? I'm sure you gentlemen have all read the bylaws. So, Mayor.
It wasn't clear before. This is not a Q&A. Okay. If you would like to make statements, yeah, well, if not, I'm talking right now.
Mayor,
I'm talking right now. If you're not interested in making statements, we have stuff, things to continue with. Okay? This is not the first time I have mentioned this.
When could I expect an answer to these questions?
If you have a question, if it is in the purview of any of the village personnel, send an email and you will be answered. This is not the time and place, as I've mentioned multiple times.
Thank you.
You want to make a motion?
I'm making a motion to close the public comment period.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aren't you, don't you have something to say?
I wait for the mayor to call.
Good day. Floor is yours.
Okay. Now,
good evening.
Good evening.
The Cedo puppet play is postponed and still isn't here from Barbara. She may still in London. So as soon as I get the dates, then it'll be here with the report to you. The fall concert 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. Victorian Pogona resident Paul Gusson and friends performing a collection of original songs by Paul Gusson and Mary Ellen Bernard. Jeremy Wall on keyboard, Mary Ellen Bernard on vocals, Richard Louis bass, and a special guest songwriter Paul Warren Jacob guitar. The holiday exhibition 2025 is scheduled to open Sunday, November 30th, with an opening reception the following Sunday, December 7th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Detail to the follow. The next report. The United States flag soon, the clock will be gathered. And the New York concert is scheduled for Saturday, January 10, 2026 at 7:30. The first budget for the event is $100 for the musician and $150 for the hospitality. For the whole total of $950. I would like that the mayor and the board give an approval of the $950 for the New Year's concert.
I'll make a motion to approve the $950 for the Saturday, January 10th New Year's concert, $800 for the event, and $150 for the hospitality. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zidello. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1.
The maintenance, parking lot repair.
So good day. Yes. You sent a picture. I asked you for another picture.
I did send
it. I never got it. The attachment never came.
But you never got it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you can send the attachment, because I want to send our engineer to make sure nothing under it. It looks like I know, but I need the attachment because I think it's a sinkhole. Something I want to make sure with the engineer that nothing is underlying the problems. Give me the pictures again. The second attachment. No, the one that you sent after.
Yeah, I will send it again.
No, no, it's okay. It's enough. I want to see the from where it is because I have to send the engineer there.
Yeah, the whole thing is just from that you asked.
And this is where the hole is, right? When did it start? When did this start?
It was last week.
Last week it started?
Yeah.
Okay, so there must be some leak underneath. So maybe
I know.
So I'm going to have the engineer come and check it out. Okay. I would just want to know where to send him.
No.
Okay, because you gave me this.
I will do it.
Send me this picture.
Okay.
Just send me this picture. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I will have the engineer with you. I will have the engineer with you, the mayor, okay? Is that okay with you?
Go for it.
Because there may be an underlying issue that this all happened. So we want to make
memory
sure.
Serves, way back when, we were told that that's one of the soft spots. That's where there's the very low.
I understand, but I want to make sure there's nothing else broken there. I don't want to get.
Do you remember a few years ago there was, I don't remember why, there was some work being done, right? Do you remember?
Not there.
No,
not the park. I remember what you're talking about, but not there. It wasn't the back.
Yeah, we're talking about the paving.
I understand. I just remember someone saying that the cultural center is next to a very, very, very high water table, right? That's right?
Could be.
I think that's
have the engineer review it, if you're okay, Mayor.
That's good. We have to do it,
okay.
Right?
Good. So I'm going to reach out to the engineer. I'll send him an email too. But send me that picture, please.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Remember, Mr. Lasker.
Let's
remember, once there's a clock now, 90 days.
I don't want 90 days. I want.
No. I'm just saying
we
that.
We need to figure out the problem.
I'm just saying the engineer needs to solve this in 90 days.
The photo.
90 days needs to solve it.
No problem. Thank you,
Gideon. Okay.
What else, Gideon?
One more thing that Dave asked me that he's not received for. Any announcement from the event for the center? So I said to him that I already sent it to the Great Hall, and then I asked the clerk, and then.
What is the issue, Gideon?
The announcement for the event at the center.
Okay, it's usually put on the website, I believe.
Oh, they're on the website.
It's usually on the village website.
So the specific announcement email was not sent out, correct?
I don't think it's Gideon, you have a list. You sent out to your people. So you should ask the people who want to get the announcement. They should get that also.
So I have
good. Perfect.
Well, the village should tell people that if they want to be on Gideon's list, they can contact them. If they don't know
yet. We will have that on the next email blast. You got it. And we'll put it on the website also, Gideon.
Thank you so much.
Gideon, now everyone is going to bombard you. Be ready, because you're going to have thousands of emails. Gideon, I don't want you to tell me you need now two secretaries for it.
No.
Thank you, Gideon, for everything.
Thank you.
Mendy will be your only secretary you need.
No, I'm not, because I don't respond also. But anyway, Gideon, thank you for what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Approval of minutes from... the meeting, September 29, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the September 29 meeting of 2025. Do you have a second?
Second.
And Mr. Zaidel, are there any changes, corrections, insertions, or deletions?
No.
If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes 4-1 absence.
And
thank you, Moshe, for preparing this. Thank you, Mr. Orange, for preparing this. Okay, treasury report. Can someone please make the motion?
Trustee Ron Anzaidel moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claim totaling $302,006.23 set forth on page 6 of the monthly abstract listing dated September 26th until October 22nd, 2025 is submitted and hereby approved subject to individual votes by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls October 3rd, 2025, October 17th, 2025 set forth in the payroll in the amount of $10,568.63 and $10,206.05, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. I'll have a seconded by...
I'll second it.
Hmm?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee...
Greenberg.
What?
Greenberg.
Greenberg. Motion carried...
Aye.
4-2-1, one is out, and
payroll?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just 401. For the record, Board Mayor, this month the numbers are very high.
Indeed.
And the reason for it is with three higher payments. One was the insurance payment made this time of the year. The rates didn't go crazy up.
Mm-hmm.
They just went the regular 3-4%. So we have a good attorney that takes care of all our legal, and our insurance is pretty well. We also have the payment to, we have the payment that the final bond payment for the road that was done in 2010. The village took out a bond. We made the final payment. The last couple of years, the mayor, you ran a very good budget that made sure not to have to take out bonds, and at the same time being able to redo a bunch of roads every year without taking out a bond, so the taxpayers don't feel extra cost on their taxes without raising the taxes. So we finally are paying up the bond from 2010 that was taken out, and the first payment for the Burgess Meredith Park, Mayor. We made the first payment to the construction company for the fill that they brought in and all that stuff. And once we pay, we put in the request for refund, so we'll get it back. But that's why we have that 300. Normally the cost is, the monthly pays is 100 and something, but that's why it's 300,000.
So this brings us to the new business, which is a good segue. So first of all, do you have any updates concerning any DASNY issues concerning this?
So DASNY, we are actually working, we're finalizing. Oh, Brian, Elon and Brian, you have to sign that document tonight if possible, remember?
Yep, we'll sign
it.
Down.
You can sign it. You signed it?
No, but I signed it.
No, but you need to sign. Do you have the document?
Do you have the document?
It's in
the
back.
No.
In the back? Okay. Okay. Yeah, it is.
The DASNY document?
Yeah, the DASNY is here, yes.
Okay.
So Brian and the mayor should sign it.
Yeah, hopefully. Continued.
Yeah, but 1 second. Is that the one that he filled out? 1 second. There's one that he filled out already for that one.
Usually they end up sending like a...
So I'll use the opportunity. I'll use the opportunity just to mention that we were very fortunate to get many, many, many grants in the past few years to pursue many projects. I think it would be fair to tell the board that the expectation is that there will be a downfall in Albany in the next budget. The estimations are $4 billion. I heard estimations up to seven. I believe at least our assembly members under the impression it will be $7 billion. Which will mean we need to prepare for several years of cuts. Unfortunately, chips might be affected. Unfortunately,
chips won't be. Chips is the only one that won't. But all the extra grants.
I really appreciate your enthusiasm.
Chips affected. We're in trouble.
I appreciate your optimism, Mr. Lasker, but it could be that this is a little bit overrated optimism, or at least it might be a little.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So overrated, I'm pretty sure.
He might be surprised. Let's just say that.
Okay. Let's hope it's not true. But okay.
Yeah.
This dazzles me. Didn't we already do this
thing? No. These are multiple grants. Another thing for budget related, Mr. Pinson was working together with Mr. Orange on issues that have to do with budget and accounting, is also working on the FAR. FAR, as you might know, has changed a few years ago. This year they changed the rules yet again, which means he needs to go back and change previous FARs to comply with the new rules. So things are a little bit lagging behind. My hope is that in the next few weeks he'll finish.
And then we'll be in the clear with the
Yes. Yes. So the hope is that now that he got some, he's getting help from the comptroller's office to sift through the many changes in the regulations. So he will hopefully be able to square off 2023 and 2024 in the next few weeks.
Mayor, just for the record, all our treasurer's reports in the last years are available on our village website in the meeting packet. Mm-hmm. Every month it gets updated, so every dollar that gets expended is available for the public to view, and all information is available for the public.
And of course, once the FARs are approved, they are also put on the website as required by state law. One more thing. I got a letter this week from a resident who lives on Halley Drive. I'm sure he spoke in the past few months with a few of you. He has asked for intervention concerning the intersection of Halley Drive and Camp Hill Road. He is specifically concerned about traffic in Camp Hill Road, more specifically a speeding problem that is has developed on Camp Hill Road.
We talked two months ago
about maybe putting a speeding, still looking into that,
some residents wanted to spend the money and we discussed if they can donate the money, if you remember that, the speed alert, and this is still being discussed.
What this resident from Camp Hill is asking, he's asking for a three-way stop sign.
You see, there's already a stop sign on Camp Hill. He wanted or a speed bump or a stop sign. So I think in his letter he sent to the mayor, the first option.
The simpler option
is to put a three-way stop sign. But again, it's not up to him. When the mayor showed me the letter, I said to him the best would be if the mayor is okay and the board is okay, we refer it to our engineer to make a review, and if it makes sense that it's going to help the traffic in the area, you know, because some people don't like stop signs.
So, Vanar, basically, we wanted to talk to you because you have a very keen interest in safety issues, and you also live in the area. So, what is your opinion?
Mayor, he's also Hatzalah member.
And other organizations, not only Hatzalah, other organizations also. Which reminds me, another announcement concerning Hatzalah. We'll talk about it in a minute. So, this is what he's saying. What is your opinion?
I'm going to review this.
So my question is, besides reviewing, we're not enforced to do anything, but I think this least would be if we showed the resident that we asked Martin to do a review on the mayor's behalf.
That would be the first step.
And just give us a report, what he thinks, and if it makes sense or not, and then we can make a decision next month if...
So, and let's try to maybe connect it with the other discussion so we can move about the machine.
That machine is expensive, so you need...
I understand. One.
He didn't offer to pay for it.
I understand.
Other residents offered to pay.
So, if Martin
says that a stop sign isn't the right thing, we can tell him, hey, you could come in with this ABC. Yeah.
Is that part of the road part of the village?
He's concerned between Klinger Court and Camp Hill. I'm not talking about Camp Hill from Haley towards the 202 or Quaker, because by the corner of Quaker it already becomes town of Ramapo / Pomona, but past this is our village. He claims that on that stretch, which sometimes I do see it, I come down Haley, and there's a stop sign for us, and you can see sometimes a car just, I don't know, they're trying to catch a plane, I don't know what they're trying to catch, or they think the red light is green when they're all the way down, but it is dangerous. So I don't want to, when the mayor said it, I think the easiest would be ask the engineer to look at it, if the board is inclined, and then we can say yes, we can say no,
Moshe, can you send an email to Martin? Can you CC, please, Mr. Lasker? Well, Mr. Lasker and myself and Mr. Zaidel, and we'll just keep an eye on this to move this along. Do we need a resolution, Mr. Nugent?
Yeah, for the spend money.
Okay, so please.
I'll make a motion to ask the village engineer to review the feasibility of a three-point stop sign at the intersection of Camp Hill and Haley Drive. And he should get back to us before our next board meeting so that we can make we can review it to see if it makes sense or not.
Haley or Camp Hill?
So if it makes sense or not, do I have a second on that?
Seconded by Mr. Zeidel.
Seconded Camp Hill and Haley. Yes, the corner, there's already a stop sign over there. And on coming out
all
from
in fa-
Haley, the
okay.
idea
all is... All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Passes 4-1 absent. Last issue, again, connected to our discussion. As we all know, the board is trying to help as much as we can, first responders. We passed the law. Mr. Lasker took the initiative and passed the law last year, amending the law, allowing a small tax break for first responders.
They need a certain amount of years.
Yeah. So, Mr.
You know, to get the tax property, you can get a certain discount, but you have to be a certain amount of year a member of first.
A first responder of one kind or another. So, just another announcement. Since we do have many, many volunteers, both in Atzala and Spring Hill company, I believe we have a couple of firemen also in the village. So as of last week, a benefit was created with the help of Assembly Member Weider and the county legislator, our county legislator. Mr. Paul Cleary represents Pomona, and there is a new benefit for first responders that are injured in the line of duty. So if you can please disseminate that, it would be relevant for, again, volunteers for the fire department. Of course, you know, I don't think we have any volunteer police officers.
Was Hatzala in the village?
So Hatzala was included Haverim was included as far as the rescue team. So the rescue team is included. The rescue team, Haverim rescue team, and I believe there is a discussion about maybe making Hatzala rescue team also. So those rescue teams are also recognized.
But it's only if something happens to the person.
On the line, yes, in the line of duty.
When he's the line of duty,
yes.
Not if he's at home.
Yes.
So that insurance, that life insurance, or whatever insurance policy, is only if it's in the line of duty.
So this is, again, this has to do with we have multiple residents who are volunteers in this organization, so please disseminate the information, and I think we all thank both legislator Paul Cleary, who represents Pomona, and Assembly Member Weider for their work on this. I believe that finishes new business. Anything for old business?
So, old business, I don't think so. When you get to trustee period, I guess.
Okay, building, I do not believe we have anything to discuss after our discussion with G'day. And again, 90-day clock, so... Please, everybody, make sure it's
to
be solved before. It needs to be solved before. Moshe, can you also please put a note for yourself just that we need to solve this sooner rather than later. Okay, trustee period. Mr. Zeidel, the floor is yours. Nothing? Okay. Mr. Greenberg, the floor is yours.
No.
Nothing. Mr. Lasker.
We still have to put up those signs at the tennis court, so you do have something.
Oh, yeah, the sign.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I'll bring it up to you.
Okay, no. That was your project. I have a different item. Moshe.
One second. So where?
I gave you the verbiage for the sign.
I know, but we have to find the right. Okay, so we have to buy it. That's it. Buy it for it.
Can you make a motion to approve the money for the sign?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve up to $100 to spend for the signage at the Vandenhemde Park tennis court.
$100?
I'll make it. Okay. Sorry, I'll scrap it. I make a motion to approve up to $250 for signage at the tennis court so that people shouldn't sit on the net or other stuff within the tennis court. Do I have a second?
Second by Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
How did you know I was going to second it?
I had a hunch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes 401. Please, Mark, whenever you're ready. Order
no,
it.
We have to. He sent it. We just have to order it.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, we had Moshe. Did somebody reach out a resident that requested a return of escrow?
Yes.
Okay. He came to me and I told him he should email.
We emailed me today, and I sent it to our accounting department.
Good. And you got a response yet?
No.
Okay. So if I may, Mayor, On the list that I have from the accounting, and obviously I'm not approving, I'm going to do subject to, but I don't think he needs to wait another full month for the refund. A resident has escrow of $1,447.08. The property in question is 23 Klinger Court. So if I can make a motion to approve the return of the escrow money, subject to the review of our treasurer and accountant, if all fees were paid, and whatever is left in that escrow account for 23 Klinger should be returned to its owner, Mr. Gutman. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel.
Aye.
All in favor? Brian, is that okay in the language I'm using?
Yep, yes. Good.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries 4-0-1. So, Moshe, once you confirm the amount for 23 Klinger, just tell him a check, cut out amount of check, and tell him you can. But the money has to come back from that escrow account. From the escrow, Zami knows how to deal with that, I guess.
Mr. Lasker, can you give a short overview of your important project concerning the pools?
The pools? Yes, we are working now. We are sadly still working. It's not easy with expired permits of pools that are being used without COs. We believe it's a safety issue. We changed the local law a few months ago where we added that any new pool in question needs to bring in an escrow of $5,000. Not because we're looking for the money, because we're not touching it, but because we want people to do be in compliance, and when they finish the project, they remember to close it up. We don't want to hear that, oh, the insurance is not covering, or whatever it is, if there's no CO. It's not easy, I can tell you. But the good news is, as much as we started with a number of 20 pools that 23, were
23, I believe, no?
23 pools, and we're down to, I think, 8 or 9. So it's moving to the positive direction. It's very tireful. I know I can tell you, the building clerk tells me some days it's like too much, but I try to show her, look at a positive. Look how much you did get some people that responded.
Are they getting hit with new permit fees?
What do you mean?
Because
if it expired, they need to reopen it. Yeah. It's not hit, it's how it works.
In other words, it's not.
Are they not coming because of that? Maybe if you
want, No. They're not coming because they just, people think you just need to open a permit. They forget for the final inspection.
But then they're going to hit. They're not going to do it if they're going to.
They can finish it. No, they can. A pool can be finished in less than a year.
No, he's saying. He's saying it's going to be easy to close out the permit if there won't be a fee.
No, first of all, there's two issues at stake. Number one, the pool permit, if the project takes longer than a year, if they come with before the end of the year and they request to extend it, the inspector can give them up to 50% off their original cost if they ask before it expires.
That's not what I'm asking. They're ready.
Mr. Nugent, if I'm hearing Mr. Greenberg, is there a reality that it would be a possibility? Or I believe that is something that the law, as it is written, does not allow.
You could always change the law, but I don't.
We're not in the habit of changing laws willy-nilly. But existing law does not allow the building to forgive a fee. Correct?
No, the village.
He doesn't have that authority.
No, you can return escrows, you can do things like that. You can't just waive fees if they're otherwise due.
So you can't do an amnesty program that, what's it called? You have this amount of time to close your permits?
You give them a charge.
Only if it was in your code, if you amended your code to read that way, but you can't just decide,
In other words, it's not anybody's money to give away, basically.
It's not giving away money.
Let me put it this way. We one time, before Ranan got onto the board, Moshe, we were on the board, and we were trying to, so we sent out letters, and we did a resolution that we gave 2 months of anybody who comes to reopen their expired permits up to 50% off, not free, because I think at the time we discussed it with Brian, you can't just do it for free. It doesn't work like this. So we gave up to 50% off. Nobody did. And we told the people. We told them if you come in the next 2 months or the next month, whatever it was, we gave them because Brian said we have to give a set time. You can't just do it unlimited because then people will start taking advantage of it. and nobody, there was maybe one person who by mistake came in, nothing to do with the letter, and he got the amnesty.
Right, no, not the municipality, maybe like amnesty, like parking tickets and all that.
Amnesty, parking
tickets.
Yeah,
I mean, if you do it across the board and you're doing a program to say, hey, we're going to do this, you know, potentially, you obviously can't do it piece by piece, but like we did last time, you know, we did across the board.
We did across the board for a certain period of time.
I know,
we did
right,
it.
Absolutely.
Correct.
They say they won't come to clean these.
They didn't help. I'm telling you, the problem is not that. The problem is that first to reach the people. They don't answer, they do answer. He sent them an email, he sent them a letter in the mail 4 times. I told Sherry, keep a copy of each letter that you send out so we have the dates of every time you sent it out.
You send it out certified?
No, you're not doing that. We send emails. You know, we should go spend all that money. I'm just asking. They got the letters because every time you finally get through to the person, they say, yeah, I got your 3 letters, so why didn't you respond? Oh, I didn't think it's important. It's a problem. It's an issue. Now, with this new law, that the escrow, things go like this. It shouldn't be like this. But anyways. But it's not so simple. I wish it would be easy. Look, okay, whatever. I'll keep that after.
No,
okay.
That. No.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. If any of you, I believe, I don't think there's any pools in Lower Pomona which are relevant for this, for those which are still open.
What about West Pomona?
But in your area, if you maybe want to take a look and maybe see if you can assist. I believe all of them, all 8, are on the mountain. Correct? Memory serves.
No. They're around. I can give you the addresses. I have them. It's just again, I don't think the problem is not you can do it just for pools. If you give a amnesty.
No. He's not about amnesty. He's talking about the eight remaining.
The owners know. They're ignoring because they also owe escrow money. Some of them owe a few $1,000 of escrow money and they never paid it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, we had a different clerk and whatever it was wasn't collected on time. And it's we laid out money to engineering fees that shouldn't be paid out of our pocket. So they're ignoring. It's you know how it works. People ignore credit card bills. You want them to. You want them to do it. As long as you're not enforcing with a violation, they'll keep on ignoring you. It's very hard. So the clerk finally sent out this past 2 weeks. A notice that you have 30 days to come and take care of your problem or else a violation will go out. So we're trying. And then I keep on encouraging her to send a second email, send another letter, because I want to give the person one more chance. Hey, if you haven't read the first letter, hopefully you read the second. If you haven't read the first email, read the second. We're trying.
No, put a lien on the property.
No, that's good. Try that. Question, eh?
It's not me,
man.
It's all up to you.
Oh, that's where you are. Okay, got it. You want me to get that? I got it. Thank you.
By the way, Mr. Lasker, like, come on. It's 8:15.
Well, good. Next.
So, just on behalf of myself, and I'm sure everybody else, we should all be. Thank you for the ZBA that has been extra busy in the past few months, meeting constantly. Mr. Kaufman has returned from his long vacation, and we have a new member, Professor Klein. Professor Klein, the chair of the economics department in Brooklyn College, is a longtime resident of the village who has agreed to volunteer. So now we have a full roster, and they are meeting regularly and efficiently. The planning board, I think, had a very easy year this year, but the zoning board of appeals has been extremely busy. Yes, you did. Yes. Okay. I believe there's nothing else. So, Mr. Orange, the floor is yours.
Just 2 things. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Lasker for being available.
Anytime.
Let's just drive me crazy a little bit.
That's fine.
So thank you for that. And number 2 is we had a technician come in today but it would be easier if I would have a key to all the rooms. So this way I can open and close the back door.
So
and also for the front door, I used to have a key for the lich, but after they changed the lock, he didn't give us a new key.
You sure?
I'm sure he didn't give us a new key.
So how does he have, so who does have a key to that lich?
Nobody has?
Zumo doesn't have one?
To the best of my knowledge, nobody does. Because he changed. I used to have a key for that.
I'm going to message him. I'll ask him.
So if we can if I can have in the building one key that opens all the doors?
I'll get you the key to that. And the key, you're just missing a key to the mayor's office?
Yeah, just to have a key.
You're missing a key to the mayor's office and to the front lift. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Now,
anything else?
That's all.
Okay. So, you concluded your training with the personnel, right? You're done with that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So remember, because you need that for the certification. Remember that. Okay. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything to discuss in executive session, gentlemen? Nothing? Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Mr. Greenberg, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are done. It's 8:15.